Earlier this month, the Iron County Board of Supervisors gave Harvest Camp residents 6 business days to leave, saying they were in violation of a 14-day camping limit. Camp spokesperson Paul DeMain says the site will remain as it is, but long-term residents will follow the rules by leaving every 2 weeks for at least 24 hours.
Our intent, the Lacouture Tribe Harvest Education Learning Project, and all the activities that I'm involved in, are not intended to go to Iron County to cause a confrontation in which individuals are hurt, in which there are lawsuits over unconstitutionally protected actions. Our intent is to be there.
Camp organizers have maintained a presence at the site since last spring, saying they want to use and protect natural resources that could be jeopardized by a proposed iron mine. Lacouture tribal members have begun to tap trees for maple sugar production, which DeMain says is an important reason for the camp's presence.
Part of the formula is the minute you begin not utilizing your treaty resources, people tend to forget that the Ojibwe people have them and try to claim them.
DeMain says they're moving equipment onto nearby private land because Iron County denied a permit for sap boiling on public land. Meanwhile, the Lacouture tribe plans to obtain a scientific research permit that would allow people to stay long-term in the area. For WXPR News, I'm Natalie Jablonski.